You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You must do the thing you think you cannot do. Eleanor Roosevelt. My first summer job in the real world was as a showroom model at 1407 Broadway in New York City's garment district. I was 17 years old. I had not yet learned that miserable souls were everywhere lurking in the shadows, seeking an opportunity to pounce and demean anyone whose guard was down. The showroom manager requested that I model a newly designed outfit to compare it with several styles already displayed on mannequins in the corner of the room. Pointing to the mannequins, he ordered me, "Go stand over there with the other dummies." Too intimidated to protest this insult, I did as I was told. As I left work that day, I couldn't shake off the feeling of humiliation. Relating the episode to my family during dinner, I was expecting innocuous platitudes like, "Just forget it, don't let what happened bother you." Instead, my father asked how I responded. I mumbled I had said nothing. He smashed his fist on the table and shouted, "Since when have you become mute? How dare you allow yourself to be spoken to that way? You are inferior to no one and don't ever forget it." Needless to say, I never have. My outraged father's remark at the dinner table, "Since when have you become mute?" served as the catalyst for this book. I had my parents' help in making the commitment to believe in my self-worth. I credit them for providing me with the kind of loving, supportive environment that has enabled me to live my life with a positive self-image, the strength of my convictions, and the courage to express them. They taught me to speak up and say what I feel. I could not have done it by myself. You don't have to do it by yourself either. Come with me and allow this book to serve as your coach and counselor, as my father served as mine.